Riley Gaines blasts double standards of liberals supporting trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on April 24, 2023. Former Kentucky swimmer and NCAA champion Riley Gaines blasted those who oppose the Protection of Women and Girls Sports Act for their hypocritical and nonsensical double standards on Sunday. Gaines replied to an attack on the bill by Representative Glenn Ivey, D, MD, who is alarmed by the bill because she thinks it will mean that there would be forced inspection of student athletes to see their genitals, which she added is an egregious violation of a student's personal dignity. But Gaines was not impressed by the argument because all athletes are already required to have physical exams ahead of joining sports programs. So, Ivy's complaint was absurd because such inspections are already being done and have been for generations. Checking birth certificate and/or ensuring everyone has a routine physical before competing equals egregious violation of personal dignity, Gaines said. Forcing girls to undress in front of an intact and exposed male equals not an egregious violation of personal dignity, but rather kind and inclusive. This should be bipartisan, yet not, sick. Democrats in the House voted in favor of H.R. 734. I'll stand with anyone, regardless of party affiliation, who vows to protect girls and women in sports, Gaines added. The House passed the Protection of Women and Girls Sports Act last Thursday along party lines with a 219-203 vote, of which not a single Democrat voted yea. The bill, sponsored by Florida Republican Greg Stube, aims to alter Title IX rules to remove federal dollars from any school that allows boys to claim to be women and to compete against and with biological girls. Stube also said that allowing trans athletes totally violates the whole purpose of Title IX rules. Congress in 1972 created Title IX to protect women's sports to enable women to have an equal playing field in athletics, said Representative Greg Stube, Republican Florida, who sponsored the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. In worship to their trans idols, the administration wants to flip that on its head. It is insane. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.